Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the West Coast Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Richard Frias Guzman. I just want to say happy Friday to everybody out there. Hope you guys had a great week. Hope you guys are getting ready to have a great weekend. Wanted to get this podcast up as it is episode 168. Wanted to make sure to get a little bit more consistent with you guys, as in the past I know that I haven't been as consistent. Want to just kind of give you guys a quick update on everything that's going on with the Raiders, the Lakers, and the Dodgers, of course, as I usually do. Also want to just take a little bit of time on this episode to go in and talk to you guys a little bit more about sports betting. I haven't really heard anything, but if you guys definitely want to talk more about it, you know where to go and find me on Instagram. You can find me at westcoastpod702. Again, that's westcoastpod702. You can go and find me there, or even on my personal accounts. It's just going to be the same name, Richard Frias Guzman. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook as well. You're going to be able to find the podcast on Facebook as well, West Coast Sports Podcast. If you want to hit me up on my email, it's going to be westcoastsportspodcast@gmail.com. With that being said, though, guys, I'm going to be talking about the Raiders when it comes down to what they ended up doing yesterday in the draft. They ended up kind of shocking everybody, myself included. In all honesty, really happy that they didn't go with a quarterback, or that they didn't, you know, move up and kind of trade away everything in order to go and get a quarterback. I'm pretty sure that maybe there was a little bit level of disappointment that couldn't happen or this and that, but we'll talk all about that. Talk to you guys all about the pick that they did end up making with Brock Bowers. I'm going to be talking to you guys all about him and going to be letting you guys know why I really think it was a really good pick and why I think this new offense is going to be really great. So the other couple things here that I'm going to be talking about with the Dodgers, I'll just give you guys a quick update on yesterday's game, kind of do a little review on that, and then do a little preview on today's game. It looks like it's going to be Gavin Stone Gavin Stone on the mound, and we're going to be going up against the Tampa Bay Rays, I think, if I'm not mistaken, the Blue Jays or something like that. So I'll definitely be talking about the game here just a little bit and kind of give you guys a little preview and why I think that the Dodgers are going to start a little bit of a hot streak here, if you haven't been watching the games, but definitely keep an eye out for that. Then lastly, maybe not in that order, but we'll talk, of course, about the Lakers. Unfortunately, they had that defeat yesterday. They ended up losing to the Denver Nuggets. Unfortunately, it was, 11th or 12th loss in a row, whatever it is now. Can't believe that this is happening, honestly. This is definitely becoming frustrating at this point. I mean, but it is what it is, you know. I mean, I'm pretty sure the players are frustrated themselves. I mean, you can kind of see a level, if you read their body language or something, you can kind of see that they have some sort of level of, you know, that they're just kind of defeated, you know, that they're just kind of done with it. But whatever the case is, you know, you definitely want to go ahead and, in my opinion, take some time to go in and be able to go in and, you know, enjoy this season. You have Braun, you have all these amazing players who ended up playing this season, who ended up having like some really, really bright spots. But, you know, ultimately, I am thinking that it's going to come down to if they can. I mean, again, you can only win one game at a time. I'm not saying that there's going to be a really great chance. It's really, really unlikely for these guys to be able to come back 3-0. Now, if there's any team that can do it, I believe it's this team. But after seeing what we saw in the first three games, I don't know, guys. It might just be another unfortunate season. All we can hope for now is that the Celtics don't make their way over to the finals, because that's the last thing that I would really, really want to happen. And you know, if I speak it into existence now, maybe it won't even happen, or whatever the case is. If I say it now, maybe it won't happen, and maybe the damn Heat can whip them in the first round, because I did not expect that to happen either. So we'll definitely going to talk about all that here in today's episode. Just before I get into it here, I do want to take a quick minute to go ahead and tell you guys about my wife's Instagram page as well. It's going to be Rosie's Designs EST 2022. If you guys, she at times makes chip bags and other stuff and this and that. It's definitely one of the things that she enjoys, I guess, for the most part. You know, she does it, definitely has no problem doing so. But if you would like to, definitely go ahead and check it out. See if you guys would like to go and put some sort of an order or something like that with her. But I'll make sure to tag her on my post on Instagram in case you want to check out the page as well. So with that being said, guys, let's get right into it. It's going to be episode 168. And let's go in, and I want to get the unfortunate stuff and the disappointing stuff out of the way, if that's all right with you guys. How does that sound? So let's go in and just kind of, you know, rip the band-aid, and let's go and talk about the Lakers here, guys. So I don't know, and it's weird because they started off really good, especially in that first, I mean, what they started off with an 8-0 run. That first quarter was looking good. We were up by 10. It's like, come on, let's do it, you know? And all of it's messed up because all I was thinking in the back of my head, all right, you guys got to be consistent now. Go ahead and make sure second quarter, do the same thing. And as soon as that third quarter kind of comes around, it's like, I mean, you even saw little glimpses of it in the second quarter, honestly. But the third quarter, really, like after halftime, you just started noticing, like, man, something's not right. Like, it just looks like they're gassed again, or they're just, you know, I don't know, they're predicting everything. So it's like the Nuggets were doing a really great job on defense, and it was getting to Lakers. Like, they're like, hey, we're getting good looks, we're doing what we need to do, we're doing everything right, but it still ain't working. And I can definitely understand that. I mean, when you feel like you're doing everything right and you feel like you should be at least having some sort of success, but things are not going your way, it could definitely feel like, you know, like everything is just against you to go ahead and succeed or to go ahead and move forward or whatever the case is. And maybe that's how the Lakers are feeling, but hopefully not. Again, it is, I really don't want to take too much time talking about it. If you guys definitely watched it, you guys definitely understand exactly what I'm talking about. Once the season's over, we'll talk about that, or, you know, when that comes up, whether if it is going to be pretty soon, whether if it's later on down the line, whatever the case is. And I know that I'm talking about some total nonsense, talking about the Lakers maybe advancing after this round and this and that. But again, if you guys caught the intro, in the intro I talked about, you know, if there is any team that's able to go and do this, to come back from 3-0, it can be LeBron. I would put my faith in LeBron and Anthony Davis and this team. I mean, maybe if there was a couple other players, like if there's like Kobe Bryant on it or something like that, you know, RIP Kobe, then I would feel even better about it, you know. But honestly, because there's been glimpses, there's been moments where the Lakers just look better, you know. But And again, I hate to go and mention it again. I think this is probably going to be the third time this week, and I probably said it on all three episodes. The coaching staff, and not the whole coaching staff, but particular Darvin Ham, I don't get it. Like sometimes they cut to him too. They cut over to like his face, and he just looks like he has like a look of like, what is going on? Like he doesn't comprehend what the hell is going on in the game. Like he doesn't understand this game is going away from you. Like this game is trending in your loss and you losing, you know. But you know, it's like he doesn't notice momentum swings. It's like he doesn't notice when the other team is really cracking down and really doing good and really demoralizing your team. But I don't know, maybe that's just me. But there's plenty of times where I've seen like his face is just like, like he just looks like he's lost. Like he doesn't know what the hell to do. Like, but whatever. I don't know. Maybe that's just me going on a bit of a rant. I think they even cut to Phil Handy at some point. He was comforting. He was talking to Austin Reeves, kind of letting him know like, hey, dude, like keep your head up. Like it is what it is. Like, you know, you fought hard, you played hard and this and that. That's all you can do. You know, and whatever the outcome is, the outcome at the end of the day, and all you can do is live to play another day, whether if that is the next game and after that or next season, whatever the case is, you know. But that to me speaks more than what Darvin Ham has kind of done. You know, there's plenty of times where I think like timeouts needed to be called because there's big momentum swings happening and you're in jeopardy of really losing this game, losing a handle on this game. I mean, you have and I hate him too. I don't like this. I don't like the Denver Nuggets coach, Malone, you know, Mike Malone or whatever I think is his name. I really don't like him, but he's a good coach in the sense. I just don't like how he talks shit and how he talks so much crap about the Lakers, especially last season. It's like, dude, you won the freaking championship. Like, stop talking shit. Maybe this year he finally will get it and he'll finally learn what it is to be poised and to be humble. But whatever the case is, when it comes down to it, though, the dude is a good coach in the sense of, like, he knows how to go in and call timeouts when and at the perfect moments when there's, you know, big momentum swings, when you have a good grasp on the game and you want to make sure that you have that your players have the right mindset, have the right understanding of what's happening in the game, not necessarily just letting them play it out. And I understand, maybe, like, you know, man, one of my favorite coaches, Phil Jackson, this guy would do that. He would let the players play it out to try to figure it out on their own. But you had different players back in those days, you had players who were really, really smart, who had really, really great IQs. Not to go in and say that this Lakers squad doesn't, but maybe have some that are a little bit less, or maybe some that just rely on other players in order to create that momentum swing rather than them themselves being able to go in and do so. But whatever the case is, I don't really want to get into it too much because I'm starting to talk like if the season's already over. But my whole thing is, you Saturday, got to play that game. Hopefully they can come away with the victory. Then after that, play the next game. Hopefully you can come away with the victory. So on and so forth. It's all you can do at this point now, especially being down 3-0. Some of the people that I don't like, Reeves is one of the people that I definitely feel bad about because he ended up playing really, really hard last game. Just shots were definitely not falling. D'Lo getting booed and everything. I mean, what can you do? I mean, the guy goes cold at times or whatever. He ended up having a good game the other day. I don't know. Hopefully he bounces back or something like that. But you definitely want to see some consistency from the guy, of course. But it is what it is when it comes down to all that. Again, it's just going to come down to this next game. Rui was not playing on the great. It seemed like Vanderbilt wasn't able to come on back for game 3. Maybe that might change or something like that. But with the way how the season's kind of going, maybe that's not even necessary at this point. But we'll definitely have to see what happens and what the injury reports say and all that. We'll definitely talk about this. I'll try to talk. With it being my day off and everything from work, I'll definitely see. Maybe I can get up earlier in the day in order to go and record a podcast tomorrow to kind of preview the game. So we'll definitely talk about all that. So yesterday, guys, just kind of covered the NBA and betting. Unfortunately, I did not have that great of a day. I definitely thought that the Lakers were going to come away with the victory. I ended up taking them I took a money line, excuse me, because they were like, at the time when I bet them, it was like they were getting, it was like -1 or maybe, yeah, like -1 or -2 or something like that. So I just took a money line. It wasn't too much of a difference on how much you would make. I think it was like -110 if you took the spread, and then it was -120 if you took the money line. So I was like, I'll just take the money line, right? So that didn't cover, of course. Today, oh God, I know it's the, today I'm definitely liking the Pacers. You could definitely go in and take them with the spread. I think I took everybody on the spread. God, I would actually need to go in and pull them up and everything here. One sec, guys. But also ended up taking yesterday. Oh, God. Excuse me here for a minute. So, yeah, no, guys, when it came down to yesterday, definitely just ended up thinking even the Magic. I kind of even thought the Magic were not going to come away with the victory. I'm thinking, you know, the Cavs have been playing really, really great against them. You know, but, you know, they ended up kind of struggling, you know, honestly, and seemed like kind of the Magic kind of woke up and everything yesterday. So definitely got to keep a close eye on that one. It's really looking like the home teams in most of the games are kind of the ones to look out for. The other game, in the 76ers and the Knicks, that one I did predict right. I definitely thought that the Sixers were going to come out high, especially them being home and this and that. It's really looking like, especially in some of these series, you got to take the home team in most of these occasions. I'll definitely be taking them again now in the next game. So to talk about today's games, guys. So I did talk to you guys already about the Pacers. At the time I took them at the spread. I think right now they are getting -6.5. That's a little tough, honestly. It is a good chance that the Bucks end up kind of keeping things close. You definitely have to keep an eye out on Giannis Antetokounmpo's status, whether if he's going to be playing or not. But in my honest opinion, it could be a blowout too, or not a blowout, but I mean, you could see the Pacers win by 10. So I mean, just kind of, if you think that the Bucks are going to be able to win or at least keep it close, definitely keep the Bucks. If you think the Pacers are going to win, I would take the Pacers, because it's a good chance the Pacers can just easily cover, if not easily win by 10 or more today. So especially them being the home team, I've been taking the home teams the majority of the time in this cases. So except for that last game, I did think that the Pacers were going to bounce back. I just didn't think that they were playing like how they had been playing all season long. So especially if you like that the fact that they were able to take one in Milwaukee, liking them at home, I definitely like them at home. Then the other game looks like the Clippers are going to be taking on the Mavericks here. Let me see here. Yeah, the Mavs are only -4.5. So -4.5 on the Mavs. They're at home. They ended up playing very, very well in that last game. I'm taking the Mavs on that one, guys. It's plain and simple. They've been really, really great all season long. And you guys already know I'm a Clippers fan. I'm not a Clippers fan. Excuse me, guys. I am a diehard Lakers fan. So you guys know I watch this YouTube show called Pick Dogs, and they always say, blank the Clippers. Respectfully. But for me, being a Laker fan, it's not even respectfully, you know what I mean? So I'm definitely taking the Mavs on that one, guys. The only way that I wouldn't take the Mavs is if the spread increases to like -7 or something like that. As long as it's like under 5 or 6, then you should be good. The last game, it looks like it's the Timberwolves and the Suns. Honestly, even though the series switched over to Phoenix, I'm still thinking the Timberwolves are the better team here. Now, the Timberwolves are a little bit more... Actually, the Timberwolves have been pretty good on the road, if I'm not mistaken, for the regular season. Now, of course, there's the playoffs and things are different. But I don't know. Just based on what I've seen and everything and how dominant the Timberwolves have been in this series, I'm taking the Timberwolves here, guys. And it looks like even they're getting plus money. So if you want, take them plus money. But if you want... again, the show that I watch, Pick Dogs, they always say sprinkle a little bit on the money line. But even if you want to do a little heavy sprinkle, you know, do a little salt bay on that, then definitely take a little bit more on that. I would honestly take both bets. Take the Timberwolves plus the points. Then you have those points in your back pocket. And then if they end up coming away with the win altogether, you get a little bit more. So that's definitely a couple of my picks there, guys. At least for the NBA. Let's go ahead and jump right into some baseball action, and then we'll go ahead and top it all off with the Raiders here. How's that sound? So, guys, with baseball, let's go ahead and talk really quick about the Dodgers. As I was kind of talking about in the intro there, Dodgers got Galvin Stone up on the... I think that's his name. I know the last name for sure is Stone. Sorry if I'm saying his name wrong here, but they got Stone up on the mound today. He had a better outing than he did, I think, in his first appearance and everything there. So hopefully he can definitely, you know, continue that trend and be able to go in and come out with another good outing in this game. And looks like, here, let me just switch over to today's games. I was right, yeah. So it is the Blue Jays, the Toronto Blue Jays, right? Yeah. So they ended up going north of the border there to go in and play this team here. Now, I told you guys in the intro, I'm really thinking that the offense, that the bats are kind of coming around here for the Dodgers. And in all honesty, I think it's going to continue. Whether if it is the middle or the end of the lineup or the top of the lineup, everybody's kind of been doing good, you know, for the most part. Everybody's getting hits at some points. Not many. I mean, this is what I really like about the team is that we have so many different ways to be able to beat you. We have some guys that can just get a couple good hits here and there. Sometimes we slug very, very well. I mean, it all depends on what's going on. Like, I mean, or the type of approach that they're going to take. There's, of course, plenty of players like Mookie, like Freddie, Muncy. And, of course, you can't forget about Otani, who can just, you know, hit the ball so damn hard. And they're going to get home runs. It's crazy home runs sometimes, you know. So the fact that you have all these type of players that can play all different styles like that, and you have guys that can go ahead and steal bases and everything, I'm really thinking it's going to be tough for teams to go in and play up against the Dodgers. And I can see potentially a bit of a streak going on and everything this and that. Now, I hope I'm not jinxing myself or anything, because yesterday's game was a really close one, and I was thinking at any point we can end up losing it, right? Now, it was really great to go in and see that even the bullpen together, I mean, Dave Roberts ended up putting out the right players or the right pitchers out there in this situation or in yesterday's game. I definitely have to see exactly who's going to be out there, because the bullpen, it can be a little bit suspect at times. So we'll definitely have to go in and see exactly what players or what combination of pitchers are going to be out there. But in all honesty, I'm thinking that the Dodgers should be able to get over to an early lead, be able to increase that lead throughout the game, and overall come away with a pretty comfortable lead or comfortable victory. But definitely let me know what you guys think on that one. You know, I'll be really short and sweet when it comes down to the Dodgers this year, as I'll try to cover as much games as I can, give you guys a preview of the past couple games if I haven't talked to you guys about the other games, and then, you know, even talk to you guys about maybe some other news and this and that. So far, no updates on any kind of injury news or anything like that. We're still waiting on a lot of pitchers to come back and everything. Not many players that are hurt. You know, just waiting. Well, I'm trying to think about the one player that we're waiting on. Jason Hayward. Excuse me, guys. I know we're waiting on Jason Hayward and to go in and see what's going to happen with him. I think he is expected to get evaluated soon, but once I hear more about that, we'll definitely make sure to go in and give you guys updates on all that. The other things that I did want to just cover here really quick on baseball, guys. Baseball is where I've been actually doing a lot of good work when it comes down to betting and everything here. Now, you have to be careful when it comes down to betting on baseball, guys, because there's a lot of times. I mean, like I said, in the past couple days, it's 162 games. You have a lot of spots where the underdogs can win. And especially if you start to learn, you know, what starting pitchers are better, you know, what teams are play better against right-handed or left-handed pitchers, you know, what bullpens are doing good. And then even if you want to go even deeper into it, once you start realizing what players were used in yesterday's bullpen sessions and everything, it really becomes easier to go ahead and bet on these games. Now, I really rely a lot on some of these guys on YouTube, like Pick Dogs and stuff like that, in order to help out. So that would be definitely one of my recommendations. If you guys want to just make some extra money here and there, you know, follow somebody. But these guys are really, really straight up. They give people a lot of great tips on how to not, you know, overspend, not to go ahead and, you know, go crazy on parlays, not to spend the majority of your money on, you know, three, four, five team parlays, which I do, but I'll drop $5 on a little 5-6 team parlay. And if it hits, cool, I make like $100, you know, $5 to make $100 or make a couple $100. Cool. You know, then, but honestly, they recommend a lot of just single game betting. Just take the straight up bets, whatever the spread is or something like that, you know. But in baseball, it's more better off to just take the straight bets. They even talk about, you know, if you're seeing a game, say you for sure like the team that's favorite. In all honesty, if the team that's favorite is getting like -130, anything more than 125, anything more than -125, they tend to stay away from it just because the value is not even there. They'll rather go in and take a game that a team is +200 and drop a couple bucks on that in the hopes that they might be able to win. Like yesterday, I ended up putting some money on the Oakland Athletics, one, to go ahead and win, to win outright, which I thought was a little bit of a far-fetched. But the other one was to go ahead and they had a run and a half in their back pocket. So they were getting +1.5, and I was still getting plus money on that. So you see that if you see something like that on a team that you think can potentially win, and especially like that, like I mentioned yesterday, like I mentioned earlier, a team that struggles against left-handed pitching like the Yankees do, and they have a left-handed pitcher on the mound, then definitely a good spot to go and take them. Now, there's a couple different games, honestly, that you can go ahead and take advantage of here. I mean, anywhere from the Phillies, I tend to go and like here. You know, you got the Mariners. think I ended up staying away from that Yankee Brewers game at this point. I mean, even like a game like the White Sox going up against the Rays today or something like that, like they're a team that's lost, I think, 7 games in a row or something like that. So even something like that wouldn't be bad to go in and put some money on. You got the Cubs. I think the Cubs are actually getting plus money, going being that it's Cutter Crawford who's pitching at home. Now Cutter Crawford is probably one of the Red Sox better pitchers that they have this year, right there with Brian Bello. Now Brian Bello is actually hurt. He's going to be taking some time out to go in. I'm not even sure exactly what's going on with him, but Cutter Crawford is probably their next best pitcher, it's probably their next best pitcher, and if not even better than Bayo. But I can definitely go in and see the Cubs being able to go in and get to him, especially for whatever reason. The Red Sox are not that great at home, so that's a great spot right there. You even have, I think, the Tigers might be favorite here, and I think that they actually rightfully should be favorite. As long as that one's not going any more than -125, then you should be good there. I even think our offense can really do good when it comes down to the Dodgers. So if you really want to put some money on that, you can either take a money line, but that's kind of not that great of value. But if you want to, entertain it and drop the -1.5 on the run to get maybe get some plus money, then definitely do so there. I think you might even be okay taking the Marlins. I think it was supposed to be Jose Luzardo on the mound today. I'm not sure if that's still the case. If it is him, then I would definitely like that, because Luzardo is definitely one of their best pitchers, and they, for whatever reason, tend to get really behind him whenever he's on the mound when it comes down to their bats. So definitely a great game there. Let's see here, guys. The Reds and the Rangers here, guys. That's a really good value on the Reds. I know the Rangers are the returning champs, but they, for whatever reason, are kind of up and down in this and that. And the Reds have been a really hot team as of late, but that starting pitcher that they have on the mound is not my favorite pitcher. But in all honesty, it's worth it to go in and put some money, especially at that value, that plus money. If you guys want a really great game there, go in and put some money on that. It's a great, just a great opportunity to maybe get some plus money on that. The last thing here that I definitely wanted to go in and talk to you guys about on the podcast before we wrap everything up is going to be about the Raiders. So guys, with the Raiders, yesterday ended up making another pick in the NFL draft, and honestly, things did not go the way that I thought it was going to go. Especially with all the quarterbacks that were taken, especially when I heard Jaden Daniels being picked at number 2, it kind of hurt in this and that, but I mean, it is what it is when it comes down to it. Hope all the best for them. Hope all the best. Well, not really, except when it comes down to the Raiders, of course, right? But hope all the best for Jaden Daniels and everything. Now, I definitely want to talk to you guys. I've heard a lot of stuff and everything, and the main thing that I ended up hearing about the trade talks and the talks with the Raiders and the Commanders and the Patriots and everything, it sounds like ultimately they wanted a haul and a half. They wanted everything. They wanted all the picks. They wanted an existing player, blah, 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 blah. And I didn't think that was right. I didn't think that it was the best move for the Raiders to go in and do all that, to go in and just dump all that into one player. Honestly, especially when you have some very, very great talent in this year's draft, you can get all kinds of different players. You can get offensive players. You can get your defensive players. You can maybe even get a quarterback that you like in the later rounds or something like that, possibly. But ultimately, they ended up going with Brock Bowers, great tight end out of Georgia. This guy, man, what can I tell you? This dude's pretty solid. Like, he's big, but he's athletic as hell. This guy gets used on end arounds, plays that are usually meant for guys that have a whole lot of speed. But this guy does have speed as a tight end, and not just regular speed as a tight end. Like, this dude has like speed, like it's just in general, this guy's is very athletic, where he can even have those quick moves in the open field and this and that. So it's like the dude's almost like a wide receiver in a tight end's body or something like that, kind of like a Darren Waller in a way, but this dude is even more athletic in my opinion. Now, I'm definitely going to be interested to see exactly how soon this guy's going to be able to go in and impact the game. I'm hoping it is right away because, I mean, just imagine you have Davante Adams on one side. You have Michael Mayer, who's ended up already doing some great work last season. Just adding another season on top of that and all this work in the offseason. I'm really excited to go in and see what he's going to be able to bring to the table. The Raiders were able to hang on to Jacoby Myers. It sounds like he's going to continue to be a really great piece to this team. Now seeing another full season under his belt, being able to go in and have it with another quarterback, or if it is Aiden O'Connell, with the same quarterback as last season. Then, to top it off, you have Brock Bowers on top of that, who this guy has just shown it's been 3 years. I think he was 3 years in the league or in college. So definitely great. I ended up seeing a really, really great highlights. If you guys haven't seen them, definitely go ahead and check them out. Dude had all kinds of great highlights over in Georgia with the Bulldogs. So definitely go ahead and check them out. We'll have to go in and see exactly what they're going to be doing in this second round, as it is going to be coming up tonight. Hopefully they can come up with some other pieces, because there is a need on the offensive line. There's a need on the defense. And hopefully we can go in and fill up some of those spots in these cases. But definitely have to go in and keep an eye out for that. I'll talk to you guys more about that once the draft is over. If I am recording a podcast tomorrow, I'll definitely talk about it then. If not, then we'll talk about it later on next week or something like that. But with that being said, though, guys, I do want to just cut it right here on this podcast, as I mainly wanted to go in and talk to you guys, of course, about the Lakers. I wanted to talk to you guys about all three teams, but wanted to just get those points out there. Hope you guys ended up enjoying it. Hope you guys enjoyed the sports betting segments or parts that I ended up putting into today's podcast. If you guys enjoyed it, definitely let me know, and I'll continue to do so. But until next time, guys, hope you guys have a great day. Take care. Peace.